looking out for your healthcare concerns so you don't have to. Healthy Talk Radio with Deborah Ray.
Our focus each and every week during this time on women's health, our topic today, women and their irritable bowel. We were talking about assessing the bowel structurally versus addressing bowel function, particularly as it relates to irritable bowel syndrome. And then we promised to return to talk about potential treatment options. Here, diet does make a difference, as we've alluded to the fact that inflammation and leaky gut can set the stage where you may be reacting to good foods, working with a practitioner who can either work with you on an elimination diet basis or targeted testing. There are certainly great tests like ELISA, delayed food sensitivity testing for food allergens, that can really help you through that conundrum of, oh, eat whatever you can tolerate. Oh, but everything seems to trigger either those spasms or mucus colitis. So diet does make a difference. Nutrition is key. We've already alluded to the fact that magnesium is key to help regulate the action of the smooth muscle of the gut. Other nutrients make a difference. You may have heard America's Wellness Doctor talk about powdered glutamine. Glutamine is this unique, in fact, it's the most common amino acid in the body, and it can help the digestive lining in so many ways. Reported in the medical literature to help heal stomach ulcers, help the lining of the gut, even in a fashion to help reverse leaky gut syndrome. The work of Harvard surgeon, Dr. Doug Wilmore, who actually reverses short bowel syndrome with the use of powdered glutamate. We talked about some of those botanicals, the astringent, the bitter herbs, the carminative, the nervine herbs, that, you know, using bitter herbs, using carminative herbs like anise and garlic and ginger, astringents like lotus and schisandra, bitter herbs that often come in digestive bitter mixtures, nervine herbs like hawthorn and poppy are often important keys to really working with the bowel from a standpoint of quelling inflammation. And, of course, we have to talk about some of the great studies indicating that even fish oil can be a great therapeutic benefit for people with colitis. So we leave you with the thought that irritable bowel syndrome is all about functional challenges. And there's so much in your lifestyle that you can do. Yeah, total lifestyle, including exercise and how you handle those stresses, does make a difference for women and their irritable bowel. Our thanks to have each and every one of you join us today. I'm Deborah Ray reminding you, live long, stay healthy.
The Women's Health Hour is brought to you by Age Best Basics. Increase your energy and boost your immune system with Age Best Basics.